This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And it's that time of year, you know, we're rushing towards the holidays and it's colder and we're all engaged in frenetic activity. And sometimes, our immune systems take a little bit of a dip and we become susceptible to the ravages of winter. And so to gird us with some possible strategies, we've invited one of my favorite guests. He's a perennial visitor here on Intelligent Medicine. He's health expert and master educator, Dr. Ross Pelton. Dr. Pelton is a pharmacist, but he also has a PhD, and he's a certified clinical nutritionist. He was named as one of the top 50 most influential pharmacists in the United States, and he's also referred to as the natural pharmacist. He is also the scientific advisor to Essential Formulas, which is the manufacturer of some very, very fine probiotics, which are certainly front and center in our battle against immune decline. So help us frame the issues. First of all, welcome, Ross. It's nice having you back on Intelligent Medicine.
Hi there, Dr. Hoffman. It's always nice to be with you and your listeners.
It's my pleasure. And so we'll give us a little bit of an idea of what we're talking about here, because we're talking about the inside-out nature of immune health. You know, we tend to think of ourselves as having some sort of force field around our bodies that protect us from calamities, but actually some of that comes from the inside, right?
Absolutely. And so this is the time of the year, as you mentioned, where people are busy in the holiday season, more foods and maybe less exercise, and consequently, for a number of reasons, our immune systems suffer a little bit, and so we have the winter cold and flu season. And so one of the things I really emphasize is how important it is for people to boost their vitamin D levels, because vitamin D is the sunshine vitamin, and so we get most of our vitamin D from exposure to sunshine. But in the winter months, people are inside, they wear long sleeve clothing and so forth, so people aren't getting adequate levels of vitamin D. And vitamin D really regulates over 3,000 different genes, and a lot of those genes are genes that regulate the immune system. So vitamin D is one of the most critical things that we can control to boost our immune system and make sure that it's in optimal functioning state. So I really encourage people to take at least 5,000 units of vitamin D a day. I like to keep my levels up around 70 or so, and I have to take 15,000 units a day to do that. But I don't recommend people take doses that high without occasionally getting their vitamin D levels checked.
Right. And even, you know, if you do feel something coming on, you know, say a cold or a flu, sometimes it's not a bad idea to boost your intake of vitamin D. I sometimes suggest
you that bet. Patients, I, that's a good high point. Dose, I, yep, I recommend that if people feel a cold or a case of the flu coming on, you can go up to like 100 or 150,000 units of vitamin D for 3 or 4 days, but don't want to do that for longer periods of time. It is totally healthy to do it for a few days. And one of the reasons you do that is that vitamin D regulates a gene that produces compounds called defensins. And
yes,
defensins are natural antiviral antibiotic substances in our bodies. So this is one of the immune system regulating functions of vitamin D.
We're literally on the same page, because as you speak, I'm looking up an article that says that a new pathway via vitamin D that implicates something called cathepsin L. Cathepsin has something to do with girding our cells against infection, right? I mean, it's one of the defensins.
Sounds good. I'm all for it.
Yeah. So vitamin D, part of our strategy. Vitamin C, of course, can play a role. But I think that, vitamin D has eclipsed vitamin C in terms of protective benefits, notwithstanding the contribution that Linus Pauling made to our understanding of vitamin C.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree with you. I think vitamin D is right up there in the top of being a nutritional superstar. And of course, but that's not to take anything away from vitamin C, because when people get an infection, your immune system produces lymphocytes or white blood cells to fight the infection. And it takes vitamin C to make those white blood cells. And so when you get an infection, you use up your vitamin C very quickly, making additional lymphocytes to fight an infection. And then you're vitamin C deficient and you can't make enough white blood cells to fight the infection. So when people get sick, they can tolerate far greater levels of vitamin C without going into gastric distress and diarrhea. Just as an example, some people might take 4 to 6 grams of vitamin C in 24 hours and be on the edge of loose stools. But if they get sick, they might take 50 to 100 right. grams of vitamin C and not get diarrhea.
So the so-called vitamin C tolerance
Tolerance.
Bowel yep. tolerance, mm-hmm. right. Where, you know, the more you need, the more you tolerate. So C, other players include selenium and zinc, potent antioxidants, vitamin E to some extent, because in some people that can be low. But let's focus on some internal factors, because, you know, with our increased understanding of the microbiome, we now recognize that it has a lot to do with our immune defense. So kind of review the research on that.
Sure. Well, we know that somewhere in the neighborhood of 70% or maybe even more of the immune cells in our body reside in the gastrointestinal tract. And the microbiome, or the population of bacteria in our gastrointestinal tract, are critical regulators of the immune system. And one thing I'd like to really impress upon mothers and parents of young kids, one of the primary functions of your probiotic bacteria in the first 6 months of life is that the probiotic bacteria train the immune system. So it's critical that young children get proper probiotics. And if a child is born with a C-section birth, or for some reason the mother can't nurse the infant, it's really, really critical to give that infant really good quality probiotics. And I, of course, recommend Dr. O'Hara's, and I have parents bite the capsule and squeeze the contents out onto their finger and then wipe it on the inside of the child's mouth so those probiotics get into the infant's system.
And why Dr. O'Hara's? Because I think what's really bewildering about this field, and I think you'll acknowledge it, is that we're just in our infancy of understanding how probiotics work. And some companies are aiming for probiotics that help support immunity. Other companies are making probiotics that may target ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, for example. And on and on. Some design probiotics to prevent antibiotic-associated diarrhea. But Dr. O'Hara is a different kind of probiotic, because it's not like one single species. Why do you favor that?
Well, thanks for leading me down this pathway, Dr. Hoffman, because I really like talking about this product and explaining to people why it's different and unique and, I think, superior to all other probiotics. Because of the way it's made, there's a fermentation process where we start out with 12 strains of probiotic bacteria, and they're constantly adding organically grown foods, which is the prebiotic food supply for the probiotic bacteria, in external fermentation vats. And the bacteria get to grow in here for 3 to 5 years. And during that process, the bacteria are breaking down the food and producing a wide range of compounds that we refer to as postbiotic metabolites. Uh-huh. And these are the compounds that regulate digestion, absorption, your immune system, your gut-brain communication. So I'm frequently say in my lectures and seminars, Dr. Hoffman, the reason probiotic bacteria are important is because of the work they do. And the work that they do is that their metabolic processes create this wide range of compounds that control and regulate so many things related to our health, especially our immune system. And so other companies give people a capsule or a tablet with bacteria in it. Those bacteria have not done any work yet. It's like a starter culture. But Dr. O'Hara is one that's encapsulated. Not only do you get probiotic bacteria, you also get the prebiotic food supply, but most importantly, you're getting this multitude of postbiotic metabolites that have been produced over 3 to 5 years of fermentation. And I like to impress upon people that really we're trying to now tell people that Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is really not a probiotic. It is a fermented food product.
Right, exactly.
The name probiotic is in the name of the product, but it's a little confusing for people, but we are a fermented food, and fermentation has been used for thousands of years as a method of preserving foods, and the reason fermentation works is because the bacteria produce these postbiotic metabolites that suppress the growth of bad bacteria. That's a key factor involved in the fermentation process.
Can you speak to the issue of diversity? Because, you know, diversity is a big theme in our culture. You know, we want diversity on our sitcoms, on TV, in our movies, you know, at the Academy Awards.
And in our microbiome.
But we also want it in our intestines, right? And for why is that a key concept? And how has diversity taken a hit in our modern society?
Well, there's so many people that focus on the number of bacteria in a probiotic product, and it's called CFU, which stands for colony forming units. And that basically is just a way of saying the number of live or viable bacteria. But people will say, well, mine's got 50 billion or mine's got 100 billion. There's this mistaken belief that more is better. You bring up a very good point. Balance and diversity are critical issues in a healthy microbiome. And so rather than high numbers of one or two strains of probiotics, it's better to have a multi-strain product, different strains of bacteria, and more balance. And so that's what we strive for in Dr. O'Hara's. And one of the most important things I try to teach people is, yes, it's important to take probiotics, but you have to learn how to feed them well. If you don't supply the proper food supply for your bacteria, they're not going to thrive. You can take wonderful organic seeds and throw them out in a desert and they're not going to grow. You have to give the organisms a good environment and a good food supply. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics have been getting organically grown food periodically for 3 to 5 years. I would say that bacteria in Dr. O'Hara's probably get a better diet than the diet that most people give their microbiome in processed foods and fast foods and so forth, which are so common in our culture. So, but yes, your diversity and balance are critical issues for a healthy microbiome. And the way to get the biggest diversity is to eat the widest range of different types of multicolored vegetables and fruits, because you'll get different types of fiber, and the different types of fiber will support the growth and proliferation of different types of probiotic bacteria, and that will maintain a healthy, diverse microbiome.
You know, I can certainly attest to that, because I actually test patients for the quality of their microbiome. We now have tests available which can actually tell us whether patients have lactobacillus, for example, or bifidobacteria in their microbiome. And I can't, I just can't exaggerate the number of patients who I see who daily take a conventional probiotic that's a lactobacillus probiotic or perhaps lactobacillus bifidus combo, and we find zero lactobacillus, zero bifidus. So it's not just a question of what you take in a pill. It's how you nurture a helpful, balanced microbiome. So diet is very important.
Exactly. And one of the things I emphasize is that in these postbiotic metabolites, many of them are what we call antimicrobial peptides. They are natural antibiotics that your probiotic produces, and they suppress the growth of bad bacteria. So, and another thing, short-chain fatty acids are produced by your probiotic bacteria. Uh-huh. They regulate the acid-base balance, and they have anti-inflammatory activity. So the key factor with Dr. O'Hara's is it's not so much that it's supplying you with probiotic bacteria. The most important part of the product is this whole multitude of postbiotic metabolites that really accelerate healing of the gut. I call it rapid microbiome restoration.
Very good. You've coined a phrase.
Yeah.
So, okay, so typically how should this be used? I mean, I personally take Dr. O'Hara's, and I take it, I don't have a lot of GI problems. You know, I've been eating very carefully, and I haven't taken antibiotics in, oh goodness, since medical school. So, yeah, I got it True story. I got a terrible skin infection probably from one of the patients, and I just looked like, I don't know, I looked like a Halloween mask, you know, with all these crusted infestations on my face. And in order to be allowed back on the wards, they said, you've got to take some antibiotics. So, you know, it was against my my principles, but I said, you know, I got to do what I got to do. So, but in terms of, so I take, you know, for maintenance, just one capsule twice daily to, you know, sort of provide an ongoing support to my microbiome, which is pretty healthy. But, you know, what are the various ways that it can be used? Say somebody's got severe gastro problems.
It's important for people to realize that it does not have to be refrigerated. And during the fermentation process, these bacteria learn to thrive and survive at room temperature for a number of years. And also, the capsule is a patented design that stays hard in the harsh acid environment in the stomach, but it becomes porous in the small intestine, so it preferentially releases the contents in the small intestine. But these factors make Dr. O'Hara's very user-friendly. It does not have to be refrigerated. You don't have to worry about full stomach, empty stomach, time of meals, anything. I personally take two Dr. O'Hara's every morning, and then I take two of the Detox and Liver Health every evening, which is the product that produces glutathione, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. But so yeah, it also, timing is important. I notice, you know, I personally just take everything together. I take the Dr. O'Hara's with my other supplements because I guess I can't be bothered to time it out and take it away from foods. But I noticed that the instructions say to take it away from food. Is that important? Or
No, it isn't. I'm lobbying to get that changed, and we're undergoing repackaging, and so that
because I tell patients to ignore that. I'm not sure that's important because there actually is dispute, you know, because when you take it with food, that should actually be a good thing because you may buffer the stomach acid.
The pH, you know, goes up pH, a little bit. It's less acidic.
Right, because the food is neutralizing some of the stomach acid. And also, the food is the accompaniment to the bacteria because the food is the basically the food for the probiotic on which it should grow and thrive. So it's not a bad idea to take it with food. So good. I'm glad you're working on that.
Yeah, you bet.
Good. Okay, so also it's been recommended that some people with heartburn, I've done this, GERD, dyspepsia, you know, heartburn and various problems, that they take more, that they take more, or perhaps they've had antibiotic-associated diarrhea. And that it's even been suggested that people chew up the capsules, that because the problem is higher up in the gastrointestinal tract, it's permissible to chew the capsules to introduce good bacteria higher up. What are some of the variations?
Yeah, that I do recommend that if people have gastroesophageal reflux, heartburn, or get a little case of food poisoning. And in patients with Crohn's disease and colitis and irritable bowel syndrome and so forth, I'll encourage people to take 5 to 10 capsules and chew them and bite them to get them into the stomach, especially patients with H. pylori, which is a stomach problem. Get those probiotics into the stomach for those conditions so that the bacteria in Dr. O'Hara's and the postbiotic metabolites will be active in the stomach. So that's, and also another thing I recommend, Dr. Hoffman, is several times a week I will take one of the Dr. O'Hara's capsules and bite it and chew it and squeeze the contents out at bedtime and swish it around in my mouth to promote my oral microbiome and prevent cavities and gum problems and so forth.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting application. Okay. So, so this is the base formula, and this is for, I mean, are there any, is it pretty much a general recommendation? Because I usually, you know, if asked what should people take, I usually say, well, take a good multi, take vitamin D, take fish oil, and then I say take a probiotic. And if you want, like, your bare bones program, there it is. Of course, there are many other things that people could be taking. But that, does that correspond to your view of the world?
Yep, you bet. That, we've got a pretty similar hierarchy of protocol. I'll encourage people to take 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C a couple times a day, too. But vitamin D, fish oils, and a good probiotic, along with a basic good formulation for a multivitamin and multimineral supplement, is a good basic formulation and protocol.
Okay. So now, you know, in part two, because we divide our podcast into two parts, you know, Essential Formulas could have rested on their laurels because they have a legacy product in Dr. Ahira's. It's been decades that they've been using it. I think I discovered it in the 1990s, but it's been around for a long time. It's been around for a really long time in Japan, where it originates from. But they decided to add a new set of products to their repertoire, and we're going to roll those out for you in part two. So just give us a basic introduction on that theme.
Sure. We got introduced to a very unique strain of probiotic bacteria that was discovered in Europe about 20 years ago. It's called Lactobacillus fermentum ME3. We refer to it as ME3 for simplicity. And the unique trait or attribute of this strain of bacteria is that it synthesizes glutathione. And glutathione is a critically important compound made in every cell in your body. And we call it the master antioxidant, and it regulates your immune system, and it regulates all your detoxification. So the ability to boost glutathione levels is one of the most, I think, proactive things that people can do to improve their health and their long-term aging process. And so that's a critical new breakthrough. I think it's really a revolution in healthcare and medicine to be able to take a product that will effectively boost your glutathione levels on a regular basis.
Great. And that product line is called RegActive. And where does that come from, that name?
That's a contraction of Active Regeneration. It's a brand name that comes out of Europe. And we decided to keep it when we got the sole distribution rights for the RegActive products with ME3 in them for United States, Canada, and Mexico. And there are three RegActive products. There's one called Cardio Wellness. There's another one called Immune and Vitality. And the third one is called Detox and Liver Health. And they all contain the Lactobacillus fermentum ME3. But each of the formulations contains several other supplemental ingredients that will support either cardiovascular health, the immune system, or liver detoxification.
Okay. On that note, let's pause, because in part two, we want to talk more about the RegActive products and glutathione in general as a strategy for supporting immunity. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman today with Ross Pelton. He's the natural pharmacist, and he's also the scientific director, scientific advisor for Essential Formulas, who make Dr. Ahira's and the RegActive products. We'll be right back with more of today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Stay with us.